The Treasury Salute, featuring Jim Amici in a specially transcribed drama, Holiday Reunion. And now, the Treasury Salute Holiday Reunion.
Hey, come on, let's move this rat trap. Let's get it out of here. I'm getting old just sitting here waiting. Let's go.
Pardon me. This car 16?
16, right. Step right in, Sergeant.
Yeah, thanks. Yep, pardon me.
Let's move this rat trap. Let's get it out of here.
Yep. Pardon me, sorry. Is this seat 9?
9 is right.
Well, I think you got my seat. I'm lower 9.
Sit right down, lower 9. Pleased to meet you. I'm lower 9 myself. It's the old Army routine, boy. One and an upper, two and a lower.
Yeah, you can't make me mad, chum. I don't care if I have to walk home. I'm happy. I feel fine.
How far you going?
El Centro, California.
Yeah? I'm going to L.A. Oh, will you listen to those train wheels taking us home? Sing to me, baby. Sing to me. What's your name?
Catherine. Steve Cather.
Welcome to the United States, Cather. Just call me Jocko. In behalf of the President, the Supreme Court, the Governor of California, and the rest of the guys who meant to be here, but were unavoidably detained, welcome home, Cather.
Same to you, Jocko.
Ah, listen to those wheels. Sing to me, baby.
At night in the berth, we didn't go to sleep. We just lay there in the darkness.
Wonder what Los Angeles will look like.
Oh, just about the same.
Man, nothing stays the same. That's the way of the world, kid. Everything changes, even a stone.
Oh, I'll be glad to get home to my wife. That's one thing that won't change.
Everything changes. You're born, you grow up, you get old. Cities, people, everything changes.
I keep remembering all the crazy things about her, all the details. She never could get her hair up. There was always little wisps of it coming loose.
Change goes on day by day, and when you're right there, you never notice it. It's only when you go away for a long time the change hits you.
4 days to get home. December 23rd, I'll be in El Centro with Edie. Oh, it'd be nice to spend Christmas together.
Even a stone changes.
Edie.
Steve, you're home. Steve?
Yeah.
Nothing. I just wanted to say your name. How do you feel? You feel all right? I asked you that already, didn't I?
Oh, I feel wonderful.
It's funny the way we just sit here and look at each other. I saved up so much to tell you, I figured when you got home I'd talk all day without stopping. I had 1,000 questions, and now I just sit here.
Gee, I wish I could talk poetry or something. I wish I had some words nobody ever used before. If I just say I love you, will you understand everything I want to say, everything I want it to mean? If I just say I love you, will that do?
Oh, that'll do fine.
Look, Edie, how about you and me getting out of here, getting out of town and going off somewhere by ourselves?
I'd like that. We could go up into the mountains like we did on our honeymoon, just the two of us. Everything would be exactly the same.
Well, let's go right away. I want some time with you. I feel like I don't even know you. I want to feel close to you like we used to be. Like we used to sit and not even have to say a word and feel very close. Maybe we could go tomorrow?
Oh, not tomorrow, Steve. It's the day before Christmas. The folks have invited everybody. Friends, relatives, they all want to see you.
Well, they can see me when we get back.
Oh, but the folks have planned everything. Darling, let's wait. We'll leave right after Christmas. We have to be here for Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Merry Christmas. I'm glad you're home.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello, Steve.
I'll bet you don't even remember me. Go on, guess. Oh, shame on you. Jenny, remember? I knew you when you were that big when I had to wipe your nose.
Well, hello.
Oh, I just can't get over how all you babies grow up. You fought in Italy, didn't you? But you must know Tommy Wardenhall.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, he's a friend of my sister's. He fought in Italy, too. Why, you must know Tommy.
Well, I don't think so. A lot of guys
are I know, but Tommy, right over there in the same country. Oh, why, you must know him. He's a sergeant, too, you know, just like you, with the two stripes on the bottom.
Yeah, tech sergeant.
Oh, you must know him.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, you certainly didn't get much out of being in Italy. The least you might have done was look up the boys from your own home state.
Well, I was a little busy.
Oh, nonsense. Silliest thing I ever heard. Why, not even getting to know Tommy.
Steve, it's a wonderful party, isn't it? Christmas and the tree and everything. It's just like you never went away.
Oh, you look wonderful. Your hair like that. How I used to dream about that hair and the way you laugh.
Steve! Oh, there you are. I've got so many things I want to ask you. Really, I think the war and you soldiers with your ribbons and everything is so exciting. I'll bet nobody's even bothered to tell you about your own hometown, catch you up on all the gossip. Edie, I'll bet you haven't told him a thing. Has she?
I guess I haven't. I've been kind of tongue-tied ever since he got here.
Well, now, let's see. Oh, there's Joey Adams. Remember him? Short boy with the red hair. He was with the infantry, you know. He was killed in Sicily. And then the Winchester boy. He was a gunner, too. His plane went down over Germany, and his folks got the telegram about him being missing, and of course they still think he's alive somewhere. But I think it's a shame the way they keep hoping, and of course everybody knows
Well, that's too bad. Edie, would you like some punch?
Oh, and then there's Johnny Seldes. He was a
fighter. Pardon me, if you don't mind.
Well, where are you going, Steve? I want to tell you about
George. Well, if you don't mind, later.
Well, I like that.
Helen, please, later.
Well, I was only trying to help. I thought surely Steve would want to hear about...
Oh, let's sing, huh? Everybody, how about some singing? Dad, start us off.
Why, sure, okay. Let's see now.
Here's a G.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh, come.
Hold my hand, Steve. Tighter. We'll go away together alone. Soon. Tomorrow. Steve, sing. Please.
King of angels, oh, come, let us adore.
Last time we came along this road up through the mountains, we'd been married just 12 hours. I remember how I sat watching you, just like now. And you look scared, just like now. Steve, what happens next?
Oh, report out to Santa Monica. Probably short duty there, then discharge. They decide what to do with me next, but let's forget the Army.
Okay. It's early fall 1937.
Right.
It's just the way it was. Everything's just the way it was.
Well, there's that place up ahead. Remember, we stopped for supper?
I don't remember a thing. How could I? This is 1937. This is the first time we ever stopped there.
Okay.
Okay, folks, what'll it be?
Do you remember?
We had a salad, didn't we? No, that's right. We had steak.
Steak? You kidding? We got cheese, fish, chicken salad.
Okay. Two chicken salads.
Chicken salad, right.
Oh, I feel good.
I'll have a beer. How you doing, Sarge?
What?
Hey, I hope you don't mind my interrupting. Couldn't help noticing your patch, 15th Air Force. I was with the 15th myself.
No kidding.
Second bomb group.
Yeah, so was I, 49th Squadron.
Well, what do you know? You guys were stationed right near us. What do you know? Wharton, Sergeant Wharton.
Well, this is my wife, Edie. My name's Cather. Sit down. Have something to eat with us.
Well, I didn't mean to...
Oh, don't be silly. Come on, sit down. You were probably up at Fosham.
Yeah. 49th Squadron, huh? You boys really took a beating.
So how do you like this, Edie? Imagine running into a guy from the second.
Imagine.
He was at Fosia, right near us.
I know, that's what he said.
Say, how about a drink all around, huh?
Swell, drink to the old second bomb group.
Well, not for me, thanks.
Oh, come on, one for old time's sake.
No, thanks.
One little drink, what's that going to hurt? Hey, listen, over in Italy,
we... I said I don't want a drink, thank you.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean... Listen, it's... Getting kind of late. I'm on my way back to town. I think I better be moving. Well, nice knowing you. So long, boy. Take it easy.
So long. You didn't have to do that. What's wrong? What'd I do?
Nothing.
All of a sudden, you just get mad. What are you mad about?
Nothing.
After all, a guy from my own outfit, the least you could... Edie, what's the matter?
Nothing, I told you, nothing.
Oh, please.
First meal together alone.
Edie.
Yeah, everything's going to be just the way it was.
Well, he was just trying
to... It wasn't him, it was just the whole idea. Right at the beginning of our time alone, you'd want somebody else to be there with us. Anybody. It was just going to be you and me alone. It was going to be just the way it was.
Well, okay. So I ask a guy over to the table, is that a crime? The way you act, you'd think I... Oh, okay, be sore.
I'm not sore.
Okay, forget it.
I'm sorry. I just learned something, that's all. It was a little hard, but I'm glad I learned it right away. It's not the same. It can't be the same. Oh, it's not your fault. It's me, too.
Oh, it will be the same, just the same. We'll get up in the mountains.
No,
and...
it won't ever be the same again. I don't know. We've lost touch. I don't know what you're thinking. Oh, but it's all right. Just because we've changed doesn't mean it's bad. We've got to get back together, and it's not going to be so easy. I'm right. You know I'm right.
Yeah, you're right.
Steve, listen to me. I love you. Without anything else, that's enough to start with. It's just that El Centro is so very far away from Italy. Maybe you just can't walk out of battle and come home. Maybe being home is more than just coming in past the city limits and... more than just 155 Wilson Street. Maybe home's a way of life, a feeling of belonging and being sure. And you have to build it, and it takes time. But whatever it is, whatever we have to understand, however long it takes, we'll do it. We'll do it, won't we?
Yes. Look, up at the top of the mountain, sun's just going down.
It's getting late. If we want to get up into the mountains, we better start. Steve, hold my hand.
Let's go.
Many of us spend too much time trying to find a quick way to riches. There's no quick way, but there is one way we can take that leads to future security. That's by buying United States savings bonds. These are the same bonds we bought in the war loans and the recent victory loan. They help win the war and secure the peace. Now they can help secure your future. There's no safer, better investment. You earn $4 at maturity for every $3 you invest now. And if you need your money for an emergency, United States savings bonds can be redeemed easily and speedily. Want to have a future of financial independence? Then remember the magic wand, a United States savings bond. The United States Treasury thanks Jim Amici, Mary Shipp, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Millard Lampel and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Wano. This is Arthur Gary speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They're an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.